This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam.
Recording in progress.
Okay, we're continuing in Simen Mem Vav. We're up to Mishneh Berurah Sivkatan Vav. The Mechaber said that when you get up in the morning, you say, like, Hai Neshama. When you hear the sound, the voice of the rooster, you say, Anosin Lasach Vivina. When you get dressed, you make Mal Besharumim. When you put your hands on your eyes, you say, Pekeach Ivrim, says the Mishneh Berurah Sivkatan Vav, Alenov Perish Aidei HaChalok. It's also to put your hands on your eyes before Natila, K'may Shukasav Simen Dalet. Then the Mechaber said, when you walk, you say Hameichen, Hameichen. Or another text, another Ger says, Uva Aguda Kasav Asher Heichen. Then the Mechaber said, when you put on your belt, you say Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura, or when you wear the Avnet, that's mafsik bein liboy le'erva. Says Mishmar, avneit ha'achahu mechnasayim. The avneit here refers to underwear, not pants. Mechnasayim are underwear. V'chein ho'avneit shehizgar Shulchan Aruch b'reish simen tzadi aleph. Da'af agav de'blashen tar perish avneit hu'achagoyra, k'dosiv avneit bad yachgar. Even though in the language of the Torah, avneit is the belt, like it says, that's why the Mechaber says when you wear, not when you gird. Oiter Yisrael. Now, when you put the hat on your head, you say Oiter Yisrael. What does it have to do with Yisrael? You don't say Hashem gives shoes to Goyim, pants to Goyim, why a hat? Hisker Yisrael bevrachazu v'chein ba'ozer Yisrael begvura ma'ashen kem ba'acherois. Why? Hatam shahashar hul hanas ayim. The others are for the benefit of the world. Shahakol shavin bahen. Everyone is equal. Ma'ashen kem be'elu shnayim, as opposed to ozer Yisrael begvura, oiter Yisrael besefara. They are by the Jewish people alone because of modesty. Why? The reason for the belt is to separate so that the heart does not see the erva. And the hat is for modesty. Cover your head because of fear of the master. Okay, v'hi ratzayin, and then you say, shetargileinu b'sarasach aloshoin rabim. Aloshoin rabim. The Dershu brings that the reason why most tefillos are b'loshoin rabim is Mechaber says later on, legabe tefillos haderech, that tefillah is more listened to when you join up together with the rabim. Sif beiz. Achshav, nowadays, m'mnei she'in ha'yadayim nikiyos. Because hands are not clean, and because of Amei Ha'aretz, who don't know them, the minhag is to arrange them in the shul, and the Amei Ha'aretz answer Amen. Now this is very important. This is what I pointed out on Friday. If you read the Mechaber says, you know, why does the Mechaber say when you get up you say Elokei Neshama? Why doesn't he say when you get up you say Moida Ani? The answer is because Midina de Gemara, you do not say Moidani. When Midina de Gemara, when you get up in the morning, you say Elokei Neshama. Before even you wash your hands, all of these brachas and the Mechaber are before Netilas Yadayim. And the reason why it's before Netilas Yadayim is why not? Stam Yadayim are Kesheros for brachas. Stam Yadayim are Kesheros for Hashem's name. The problem is that Nowadays, hands are not clean. And Amei Ha'aretz, they don't know them, so we say it in shul. But that's why they were misaking a tefillah, Moida Ani, without the mention of Hashem's name, to be able to say a tefillah in lieu of the tefillah the Gemara says, which is Elokei Neshama. So Moida Ani was enacted very recently in lieu of Elokei Neshama. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Well, now, could I also be Masada Netilas Yadayim in the Beis HaKnesses, even though I washed earlier? That's a discussion. Ayin le'elbis v'minvav mishna brusham. So we said perhaps the best thing is to actually make the Netilas Yadayim in the final washing before you leave your house. V'oinin amen. The Amei Arutz answer, amen, v'di'evet afi lo yano amen yotze de ha-bracha. V'di'evet, even if they don't answer amen, they're yotze the bracha. Kel kaman b'sun reishud gimel kivan shekivnu latzeis. Even for a baki, you're moitzi if he's mechavin in the bracha. Ayin lo b'soif simin vav b'magin avram shehivi b'shem halavush lahachmir b'chaz hashach shenu moitzi b'pavis me'asara. That if you want to be moitzi a baki in b'chaz hashachar, you need at least 10. Ayin lo kaman b'simin notes sevdal b'ver alach ma'asher kosavnu oidoi zeh. Look earlier on what we said regarding this. Now, he brings, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that even the Levush who holds that you need 10 to be Moitzi Bebrechas HaShachar, that's Dafka Baki. But Einoi Baki, even less than 10. The Bir Halacha later on in Simnon Tes brings the Magen Avram, who argues on the Levush. And the Prima Gadim asks on the Avush that even if it's true only by a baki, why would it be different than Berachas HaMitzvos that you don't need 10? The Bir Halacha concludes that the Avush himself and the Chai Adam is mashma that you should be machra even enoi baki. Here's what would make an afkamina. Shavuos morning. If you want to be yoitzi, you know, you have somebody who says, okay, who can make Berachas HaShachar? Oh, be moitzi, mate. What do you mean be moitzi you? You're a baki. So you say, well, you're mesupik. You're mesupik, so maybe then you don't need 10. I'm not sure. It could be, it would be better, according to Levush, to do Birchas HaShachar with a minion, Shavuos morning. Okay. That's L'chaira what it would come out. The Mishnah Berurah continues. In our times, the minhag is that everyone makes Berachas HaShachar himself. And the Sheikh Tzibur is not moitzi anyone. So nowadays, the minhag is that everyone makes their own Berachas HaShachar. Now, we discussed earlier whether it's proper for everybody to, like people gather together to have these brachos parties, you know? I say Berachas HaShachar and you answer Amen. You say Berachas HaShachar. And we have to see the Prima Gadim that it's not Pasha that that's a recommended practice. It's not Pasha, it's a recommended practice. Certainly if it's going to delay you, and now you're not going to be able to say the Karbanos or Sukkot HaZimra, not recommended. Okay, let's go a little further. Chayiv. Wow. Chayiv Adam Levo.
195%.
I can't hear what? Chayiv Adam Levarch Bechoyoy Mea Brachas Apachas. A person obligated to make at least 100 brachas a day. It's not recommended. It's not a good thing. It's obligatory. Says the Mishnah Berurah Brachas. What's the reason? We'll do part of this now. Hatam l'fisha yumeisim choyamei nefashas miYisrael. The reason is because every day 100 Jews would die. Tikein David al zel levarch mei brachas choyam. David was masakin to make 100 brachas a day. Now this is very interesting. The Rav Shlomo Zalman, how would he prepare for Rosh Hashanah? Rav Shlomo Zalman was makbid starting Rosh Chodesh Elul to be very zahir b'mei brachas. So this way he would say 100 times a day, Melech Ha'olam. So when he got up to HaMelech, he had already practiced 3,000 times saying, Melech Ha'olam. And then when he got up to HaMelech, he did in the proper frame of mind. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's preparation for Yom Naram. Now how many brachas do we have a day? We make more than 100 brachas a day. Ketzad, balayla. So here it's interesting that we start in the night. We start in the nighttime. Kishaholech lishain mevarech hamapel. When you go to sleep, you make hamapel. So it's very interesting, if he starts in the night, why doesn't he start with Marav? You know, once we're starting in the night, you make Birchas Kriyishma in the night, you make Shemoneh Esrei in the night. But okay, uv'shachem v'racha antil siyadayim v'asher yotzar, v'oid sheish esrei brachas v'rachas ha-shachar, v'sholesh brachas ala Torah. By the way, it's very interesting that the way the Mishnah Berurah counts it is three brachas ha-Torah, because L'das ha-ramah l'kaman b'sim mem zayin tzeva b'haga, harei esim ha-shtayim. L'maisa, we don't answer amen on last week with the Torah. So right now we're up to Hamapil, Netzil Tzidayim Ashiyatza Lekai Neshama. That's 4. 15 Birchas HaShachar is 19. 3 Birchas HaTorah is 22. Tzitzis and Tfilin is 25. L'fi Minogenu Shemavarach Nishtam Altven, Harei Esim V'chamish. Baruch Shama Yishtabach is 27. Birchas Kriyash Mashach Zaharvis and Birchas Yireinenu is another 8. Harei Shloshim Chamish, V'chamishim Shabrach is a Shalosh Tfilos, Harei Tishim Shtayim. So Hashem gave me a big matana. You ready for this? But really, even though you're making 92 brachos, but you're only allowed to answer Amen to 91 of them. So that's why Amen is Gematria 91, because it's legislated that you say Amen 91 times a day. Even though you could ask, you don't hear all these brachos, you know, because by Mariv there's no Chazar Sashatz. But Lamaisa, they're brachos that you can answer Amen to. But Etzem, there are 91 brachos that you can answer Amen to. Okay, so that's 91. Or 92.
If someone's davening Shemoneh Esrei a little too loud, do you say Amen to their brachos?
I'm not sure.
My focus. If you say Amen, they'll stop.
No, they won't. Okay, uvishtei sudai shasayed, and the two meals that you have.
I don't know.
Achas shachris viachas arvis. Achas arvis, achas shachris. Yeshes esrei brachais. Why? Because each suda you have 8 brachos. Al netil siyadayim, hamoitzi, arba brachos b'berachas hamazon. And then, of course, you're mevarech al hakos twice a day. You know, after your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you take out a kos and you say, bar pri agafen, then al agafen. Uchshu shoyse kos b'berachas hamazon, mevarech levan v'achrav. Harei b'sach hakol mea u'shmoina brachos. L'maisa, without the kos shel bracha, it's 104. Okay. Vimkein af biyoyim atainis shechosolo yisuda achas gam kein mekai mea brachos. Why? Because in total you have 100 brachos even on atainis. Okay, and then tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we will continue with what to do on Shabbos. Okay, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.